Fumble through!
Diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Gotta fumble through.
Fumble through.
A podcast that will inherit the cape and scepter of the role-playing gods.
Of the what gods?
The role-playing gods.
Oh, I thought you said the roping gods. Yeah,
I have ran out of breath.
What, the intro is about Stuart Diver.
No.
Holy Diver.
Right. Yes. Yeah. The god of...
The guy who jumps through the middle of donuts in the pool.
Holy Diver.
There. Anyone want to give me... name the song, name the band?
Well, that's a song.
Yeah, it is a song.
Okay, I had no idea what reference you were making.
I'm so upset right
now. You weren't actually singing, were you?
Yes.
It didn't sound like you were singing.
It is how it goes.
Okay. It was...
It's Dio.
Dio! The song is called Holy Diver. Ding, da, da, ding, da, ding, ding, ding.
I know this song. I could not tell you that's what he was doing.
Holy Diver, right. You've been down too long in the midnight sea. Well, it's becoming of me. Gotta get away.
Sorry.
God, that famous moment, hey?
No. Okay.
Justin is the glove child of Dio and Jack Black.
The glove child?
The glove child.
The glove child.
Oh, I love that term. Oh, that's great. Glove child. That's like the dream catcher.
Yes, right. I'm not allowed to do that anymore after an incident.
Because you didn't have your PPE on.
That's right. Yeah, something like that. No gloves.
I am feeling musical. That's right. Even though Lindsay has no fucking idea what I just sang or that I was singing, I am feeling like a musical genius today. And I have music in my soul. I've got canned heat in my heels tonight, baby.
Oh.
So, Brett, get ready to edit some vocal stylings because I'm going to be singing all night long. But
all night long.
Yep. All night. Before we start getting to that and Lindsay telling us what's happening on social media, I want to know at the moment, what is the song that lives rent-free in your head? Oh. What is a song that lives in your mind all the time and, like, you might hear something, it triggers, that kind of thing?
I am in a deep dive on swing music right now.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what I listen to, I will walk out of the car doing Sammy Davis Jr.'s Mr. Bojangles.
Oh, nice. Nice. I do love that.
Yep.
What about you, Lindsay?
Okay, so this is kind of good at this time of year because it's Christmas time. Mariah Carey. But I always have Good King Wenceslas stuck in my head.
Always.
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 Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's a song I sing to my girls sometimes when they weren't going to sleep and stuff like that. Just, I think it's one of those songs because I'm a bit of a baritone that I can sing and I don't feel like I'm butchering it. But, yeah, it's always stuck in my head.
Is that your musical alter ego, baritone?
Yep, baritone.
Hey, I'm baritone. Welcome back to Fumble Through FM. Barry Tool.
Has that got the la la's in it?
No.
What has happened? What about you, Luke? You got a song that lives rent-free in your head?
Most of the time, it's usually Sweet Dreams by The Eurythmics.
That's a good pick.
Wow. Although recently, I have had a resurgence of Kings of Leon, Sex is on Fire.
Oh, me too, actually. That's been a little head roller that's been happening for me, but... For me, there are little things.
No one asked you.
There are little things that will trigger. So, like, if anyone says.
Well, you're going out with a bang.
If anyone ever says to me, it's been, all that goes
it's
in.
Been,
it's been 1 week since you.
Look at me.
That gets in my head. Or when I go to the shops and I see toothpaste on the shelf and the toothpaste is usually like the whitening toothpaste and it says bright white on it, I hear Crash Test Dummies in my head going, bright white.
They said that it was from.
Well, I think that's the.
As you're brushing your teeth.
Bright white.
That's, I think, the problem with mine is because whenever Rachel's like, can you bring me? I'm like, bring me flesh and bring me wine.
Oh, old King Wenceslas might have not been so progressive.
Get in the kitchen, make me sandwich.
I think you added that layer onto our good king. I think that's all Justin. Like,
bring me, I guess he's a king, so yes. Of course.
He's telling the peasant to bring him food and stuff so he can take it to another peasant who is a...
Feed that peasant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's Robin Hooding that shit.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Anyway, what's the melodic resonance of the socials going on?
You know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, it's all there. But I want to go back to something because last week you said, us a challenge.
I want to get back.
And I set one for Luke,
mm-hmm.
and then you just shut it down before I could set you one.
Oh.
So I'm setting you a challenge now.
Mm. You're talking to Justin, right?
Yep, Justin. You'll come eventually.
Oh, gross. That's what she said.
Gross.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Justin, I would like you, and I know you've been talking about doing it.
I know, I like you too, Lindsay.
Oh, no.
I know you've been talking about doing it, what? So I want you
Stop
to bring
with
back.
The phrases.
Yeah. If you guys want to, yeah.
Fucking hell. I know you've been talking about doing it.
You guys are
As
freaking-
a teacher, Luke, would you not have heard like 12-year-olds just pissing themselves?
Yeah.
I'm right here. I'm doing it.
Do your bloody mini photography again. Your action figure photography things.
Action figure photography.
Do you know what I want you to do this time?
I want
you to have a longer kind of like story arc. So, not like stop motion, but like say 1 week you've got a photo. So, pick a day or something and you've got 1 week it's a photo and then the next week it kind of links to that first photo. So, over... You know, a month or something.
So like something like story. Something that says like it's been.
What
one
do you do?
Week
like a whole comic book storyboard, Dan, and do the speech bubbles on it as well.
I think Lindsay's saying be longer, but don't finish so fast.
Yeah, it's been.
But yeah, I thought that'd be cool. You know, a bit more of a story arc.
Yeah. Dreams.
I'm giving up. Yes,
sir. We're all listening. I think that's a great idea.
I can't hear myself over you guys.
I just don't know what I would do in that space.
Take one figure and put it in different scenarios and then connect those scenarios with a story.
He's watching TV. He's sitting on a couch.
I think you need to do it once you've hit holidays so that you're not putting these shit ideas at the end of...
I'm really
looking forward to tonight, by the way.
I like to think that my pictures tell certain stories anyway.
No, they're shit.
They just don't have a longitudinal because there are times when I'm like, you know, how did Spider-Man get surrounded by the Sinister Six and he's on the floor with his mask off with the Vulture holding the mask? Like that's a story that I've created in there. People don't see that.
Tell us a story. Unpack that with the minis. Take those pictures.
Yeah, but that takes a long time. Do you know
how
long it takes to set that shit up?
That's exactly what Lindsay's saying.
Yep.
Yeah, but I've got video games to play.
And I'm talking like...
Kid yourself.
Let's see some cross genres of like, you know, Indiana Jones fighting the Hulk.
Indiana Jones. Oh no, not snakes again. I hate snakes.
I hope that was delivery because that was fantastic.
I hate snakes.
Hello, Mr. Hulk.
Very dangerous.
Hulk, you called for an Uber?
Don't eat figs, poisonous.
Thank you. I will see you guys next week.
I am always hungry.
I will do what I can. I don't know that I have it in me to stick with the idea for that long to actually take one figure and go, yep. Because usually it comes about that I'm playing around with a little man. I know. I was doing that on purpose. Oh, yeah, I was choosing words.
Yep, you were.
Luke's out.
I didn't think you could refuse the challenges. I thought that was the whole point of a challenge.
No, I refuse!
Dare.
I just slapped you with a glove.
He's Wenceslas you.
Yeah, truth.
Keep it up.
So, we want more photos. I think that's a good provocation, and you can give me any challenge you like before Christmas episode releases, and I'll do what you like, Lince. Other Christmas episodes next week, so get on to it.
So, that brings us to the series of questions that we've been asking.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Today I would like to talk about the-
you'd often do.
The entertainer, the storyteller, the songsmith, as I have the world of music at my soul. What about the bard, guys? What do you expect in a bard other than death?
I don't think
to re-roll a character.
I don't think I need to answer this one because I have made the best bard.
Nope.
Hmm?
Nope. Oh, okay. I did expect death. And it happened.
We should do a party of bards. Like we should do a party of rogues. So a heist team. And yep. Then we've got a performance team. So we go around. Oh. Just, it's just like a...
So it's the both ends of the casino. One's on stage,
that's right.
One back
out. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds cool.
They're all Sammy Davis
and
a bar.
And then
they're
the fighters are on the door.
They're all Sammy Davis.
Well, that, I've been thinking about that as I've been singing Mr. Bo Jungle. I've been going, well, wouldn't Sammy be a really good bard, right? I think that'd be cool and calling people crazy cats and, you know.
Sammy Davis Jr., though, I'm just going to digress for a second. That dude is probably the closest you can get to a real life bard.
Who?
Like Sammy Davis Jr. Not only could he sing, he could dance, he could tell jokes, but have you seen him like use pistols?
No.
Like he is an actual proper trick shotter. Like he can flick them, spin them, and shoot them, and I think he had a glass eye too.
He did,
which means he didn't have to shut one.
He could drink with Dean Martin, so you know, all the bard prerequisites made there. Yeah. I think.
No, there are probably people in the world that are talented bardic kind of professionals. He's one that does actually come to mind for me.
I'll take on the first response to the bardic question, Justin.
Yeah, sure.
So I think absolutely they need to be charismatic. They need to be able to be the face. If you have a bard, they should be the front man. They need to be able to heal. They don't need to be able to heal. I don't think that's fundamental. I think their job is to find the unique way, I think like Lindsay's character did, to insert themselves into a party where people don't expect there to be expect the unexpected from the bard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not a staple. They're not a kind of party of four character. They're the add-on. They're the bolt-on that you go, oh, shit, something's come out from left field. The bard's done a thing that's pretty cool. But we never would have expected that.
They're the crazy guy, is what you're saying. Like what do they call
unexpected, I think is the right word. That's what I said.
What do they call it in chemistry when you've got like something that zips around on the outside of a proton molecule?
A free agent, a free radical.
A free radical. It's a free radical of the party.
Right. Yeah, that's that place. But absolutely, if they're there, they're the face. Absolutely. There's no way around that.
Face is key, isn't it? I must admit.
Yeah.
But, I think. If it's okay for me to interject here.
Sure.
No. I think a strong ability to either buff your party or cripple the opponents with whatever they cast.
Battlefield control kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Standing back, doing their jam, not getting involved, not having to get involved, and just basically influencing the outcome of the fight one way or the other.
Well, that's what the performance ability, right?
Yeah. You know?
Yep, the bolstering of courage, the bolstering of competence, that kind of stuff.
Or talking down the bad guys.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah.
Lindsay?
I honestly don't think I don't think I have anything to add.
You seduced nothing!
With JR, I think there is nothing I would change about the way I played JR, except for making sure Justin knew exactly my placement when that dragon was over my head.
Yeah, right in front of the breath.
Would there be a different kind of bard you would make, though?
I would really like to. And, you know, if someone can get me in touch with Tom Thumb, I want to be a bard that beatboxes and have Tom Thumb doing beatboxing for me. I reckon that'd be great.
He's in Ipswich.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I just think that would be really fun.
Okay. So instead of you beatboxing, why don't we get Tom Thumb to come on the show?
Yeah, let's do that.
Is that that's an achievable celebrity?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom Thumb the bard.
Mm-hmm. That would be very interesting.
Do you know who Tom Thumb is, Luke?
Yeah, apart from the nursery rhyme, no.
Oh, so Tom Thumb is beatbox world champion. He's a Brisbane boy and does amazing things with his mouth and makes noises.
Because he's definitely going to come back.
Saw it coming.
No, he's really good. I've seen him a few times. He's pretty awesome.
Cool. In terms of a bard, though, I agree with you. But I think there is a bit of what's the word? Not centrifuge. What's the, like a spy? What's that called?
Clandestine.
No.
A spy? Covert?
Covertness, subterfuge. Is the question, is the word that I was looking for. There is a bit of subterfuge about a bard that it probably can get you, get your party into places that he can be a distraction. So he might be the guy who's-
Or them
might be the person that stands there and distracts something. You can, you know, the joke of the world is that the bard, my bard roll to seduce, like I roll to seduce, all of that kind of stuff. But what you're really doing is I roll to distract. And while I'm distracting, I'm doing this performance that bolsters all the people around me to do the thing that they need to do the best and to achieve the goal. I'm very interested in a dervish kind of bard character, a dancing bard with a sword. With a sword that can spin around. Like, you know, the Russian czar, the spinning dancers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have the swords
with
on
blades
them.
On the skirts.
Yeah, the blades and stuff. Like, something like that. I'd be very interested in the idea of those because you can pump a bard, you know, into magic or into physicality or into, like, they can play lots of different roles. And that to me is a really interesting, because usually it's like, you know, I've got a harp that fires an arrow. I'm moving on.
What is happening today? Understand?
Don't pump it too much. Pop.
Pump it up.
Pump up the jam.
I'm about
so, do you think a bard is hand-to-hand, ranged, what, you know, you know, because I'm always interested in how a bard who's playing an instrument also joins in the combat.
Really? I think if you're getting into combat with a bard, you're doing it wrong.
Well, that's
I don't see a bard as a combative.
But they're going to run out of spells at some point. They're going to run out of ability at some point.
I guess,
but
you've got your party composition proper.
Yeah.
If that's good English. It shouldn't happen. You should have enough
magic items.
Capacity in that party to deal with.
But the bard, even if the bard doesn't, all the bard does is support the party, after 4 encounters a day, they're going to run out of abilities to support the party.
Or when the party falls and the bard's the only person left,
yeah,
they've still got to keep themselves alive. So there has to be something about them that gives them an exit strategy.
When the bard's tapped of
fair,
performance
but
or
but they're never going to be great at it.
Yeah, but you do. That's the thing, though. You find that balance of you don't want to be dipping or tipping too much of your leveling up or capacity each time into something like that, because that is not your primary objective.
Because you're so the Freon.
I would say, like the wizard with the crossbow.
At
lower levels, you're at the back shooting shit once you've run out of spells.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't be. You wouldn't, would you? I mean, I would say I'm the most naive in terms of gaming experience here. You wouldn't run a bard into combat.
I would.
But that's just my question to go, all right, I'm a bard.
Like right in front of a dragon. Who would do that?
I'm a bard with a crossbow.
Okay. I challenge you all to go back and listen to that episode and say where I said I was standing and where Justin put me.
In front of the dragon fire.
I think,
right in the
I think Luke, that goes to my point, which is I'm a bard that's playing my lute.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, I have to stop playing my lute to pull out my crossbow to shoot someone. Can I still play my lute and still have the musical abilities?
What if you can fire?
Do blowpipe and lute. I think, not lute, sorry, flute.
I have so many.
Fucking instrument.
all of us are looking at you going, blowpipe and lute?
Is that because blowpipe's a monk instrument?
Yep. Yeah. I have so many different bard ideas. That's one of the ones I've told you is a lizardman that has a blowpipe. And plays the flute.
Yep. That's good.
And then I have-
You got a miniature just for that job, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I have the idea of the gnome one-man band, who is a debuffer for the enemy team.
Yep.
So they just got the one-man band, fails at stealth all the time.
But I think this is exactly my point, to go, you're a one-man band and then all of a sudden you're useless in a mission where you're going through the dungeons trying to stealth through.
Mm. Yep.
Right. So how does the bard then become effective when their performance ability isn't able to be used because of its
with a wand?
Like, so I had, you know, at one point I had a dancing bard, but if you weren't looking at me,
yeah,
no good. I had a bard that did the panpipes. But then how do I talk to people while performing my ability to influence them? There's a level of that, but how does that play? You could say that with any class, couldn't you, really?
I suppose you can find a circumstance in which that class's primary objective is going to be is going to suffer.
Yeah, also, like if you were a cleric and you found yourself in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, I'm literally going to say paladin in full plate armor. Yeah,
at the underwater. Bottom of the ocean. Yeah. If you were a fighter at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah,
crossing a river. There you go. Having to cross a river to get to
anyone
combat.
Anyone and a bridge.
Yeah, but that's extraordinary. I'm talking about you walking in a dungeon, which is a pretty normal occurrence for a party of adventurers, and the bard can't use its verbal.
To me, this is the beauty of this game, though.
Right.
It's figuring that out when it happens.
Yeah.
You know?
But at that point, you can also, the bards aren't just that, because what we haven't touched on is bardic knowledge. That's a huge part of being a bard, is that they're like they can be the archaeologist of, like for me, Indiana Jones is a bit of a bard because he can use a whip. That's a bardic trait. He's got bardic knowledge. Like he's got knowledge about lots of things. That's the idea of a bard. So there are some elements to him where I think he's a ranger bard. Like that's what makes him the doctor in the Jones.
But also, does it not matter? Let's briefly touch on systems.
Sorry, so Indian Jones.
In Pathfinder, you've got to pick a specific type of performance. That's right. Whereas in 5e, you don't.
You're just flamboyant.
Yeah, you can just do anything you want.
You go into a stealth mission and you just become a mime.
Yeah.
And you perform your mime situation and everyone gets buffed.
Yeah, like you don't have to have any drawbacks in 5e. Or rules that make you can be good at everything.
This is why it's such a superior system.
You can just wake up in the morning, be good at everything that you want to be. Like, if you just wanted to do something, you should just be able to do it.
Do you know what 5e is? It's the participation award of RPGs.
It's the best dressed. It looks beautiful.
I do like
the fourth place award.
Yeah, certainly, unless you're a barbarian.
No, you just can't be a berserk barbarian.
Yeah, it's only terrible if you're only just using the free barbarian.
It's a whole different dicey question, isn't it?
If he had gone Totem Warrior,
there's a lot. Yeah, it's just he was.
Perhaps your bard would have been saved.
Maybe.
Oh well.
Or if the DM had listened to where I said I was standing.
Communication goes both ways.
Except towards that guy.
Yeah. Why are you pointing at Luke? That's not very fair to you, Luke. Just because you're English.
I can take it.
There, we're back. So it's round 9.
And not wait.
Well, that's because we started recording late.
Oh, you are. I thought we meant round 9 as in I thought we're not in the round anymore, 9. Are we?
It is round 9.
It is round 9.
Okay.
Oh, it is round 9.
I was trying to figure out what you're saying. There's a lot of like round 9 in combat, or it's around 9 o'clock at night in game, or it's around 9 o'clock at night now.
For real.
All of these things are true.
All are true, yes.
All of these things
round
are true.
Round 9 and the dude.
But it is round 9, and you guys are in a restricted library looking for some books. The library, from what I know, is somewhat not on fire anymore. You've put out all of the flames.
Oh, that's right.
There is chars all around. There's smoke all around. You found yourselves having, I guess, Reginald had run away, tried to get through the doors. The magic user that tried to make Reginald run away had disappeared through the southern door and shut it behind him. The two combatants that were in the room at the time, you guys have dispatched them with the joy and tenacity that is become a key element of your group. But the smoke that reels into the 20-foot high ceiling, the outlines, an elven figure. Floating in the sky, an elven figure that is surrounded by duplicates of themselves that looks like perhaps they've had a few rounds to buff as they spring into life. And the thing that causes them to spring into life is a little thing called a spell. Okay. Actually, I lie. You wouldn't be able to see this because I just realized charm person doesn't actually trigger that. So can we just-
Is it no target?
Can we cut that? No, it's not an attack spell.
It's got no target.
So it has a target, but it's not an attack spell because it's a charm spell. So at this point, what I would like from you, Brett, is I need a tier to roll me a will save.
Right, I'm calling bullshit on the it's not an attack roll. And I'm calling 12 on my will save.
Okay.
Yeah, unless it's fear and then it's 13. Or divination, and then it's 14.
None of those is enough anyway. But what happens is that you feel that Tia is slightly friendlier to the combatants that were in this room. So I'm just going to read you. This charm makes a humanoid creature regard you as a trusted friend and ally.
Oh, who? Who am I regarding?
Treat the attitude as friendly. If the creature is currently being threatened, which it's not, or attacked, which it's not, by you or your allies, however, it receives a +5 bonus on its saving throw. The spell does not enable you to control the charmed person, but it perceives your words and actions in the most favorable way. And you can try to give orders, but you must succeed in some checks and blah, blah, blah. I can't make you do dangerous things.
Right.
I can't make anything like that happen. But you do feel that there is some kind of charm, at which point, as soon as that goes off, is when you see the elf just standing in the sky. The elf, or floating in the sky, 20 foot above your heads, the elf looks down at you. And he says, "My friends, we can. This does not have to get to a point where we are killing each other. Surely we can come to some kind of agreement. We are friends here, right?" So you see the creature in the sky, an elf appears, wizardly garbs, kind of in those flowing robes. You see multiple images of them. And the elf looks down at you and says, "My friends, this does not have to end this way. We can work out the peaceful way of getting through this. Perhaps we can find the same thing together."
What are you looking for? I'm all into peace. A little piece of you on the floor, a little piece of you over there wouldn't go astray.
There is no need for any kind of threatening. I have not hurt you. I've done no damage to your friends. The people that I am with, they are the ones that you should have feared. I was here under duress from them. I have not done anything except to try to escape.
Did we notice the spell go off?
What spell?
The spell that he cast, no?
Well, he was invisible at that point, apparently. Right. So, this man is giving himself to our care. We should look after him. He is not a threat.
Yes, what she says. This is what we should do.
Who are you?
I am a prisoner here. I was taken by these people. They call themselves the Serpent People, or some kind of snake consorters, or some type of contortionist, something like that.
Okay, that's not why I asked. I said, who are you?
What do you mean? My name?
Yes, your name.
My name
is
Philippe.
Philippe? Yes. And
You?
What do you do?
What is your name?
Miles McCarthy. What do you do? Do you work here?
I do not work here. I was taken a prisoner.
Taken from where?
I was taken from my home far away from here, it seems. I was held a prisoner by these
sex motive.
Miscreants.
I'm just going to hold it up the number of fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just nod or shake, and then I'll role play accordingly. Okay.
Okay. So you're going to hold up a number of fingers in this purely audio.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I'm going to role play accordingly.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Excellent.
I'm so sorry to hear that, sir. I mean, yes, we'll definitely help you. There's a whole heap of people out there. With requiring first aid and giving first aid if you need a bit of injury. If you have any healing spells, they would be desperate need of them back there.
One would think that if this man was a prisoner, however, that we should take him into some form of custody, protective or secure, Either way.
Could you just lend me out and I could get out of here? I do not want to be captured again.
I mean, you did cast some magical spells, so I'm sure you're well enough to look after yourself. I don't think we need escort here
yes,
or
but
anything.
But I would like somebody to get through the doors for me so I can get out of here.
What is your intent? What do you intend to do now that you're in a strange place?
I just watched these people kill somebody. They flayed the skin off him.
Tell me what you saw.
They dragged me through some kind of portal, and then they made me watch as they put somebody on the table, and they stripped his skin bit by bit by bit, and they tortured. They asked, "Where is the information? Where is the information? And what is the pathfinder words?" All of these things.
And what information did that person give up?
He gave up his life. He was diligent. But then they brought me in here. They said, you look like you can read, which clearly they cannot. And they brought me in here and told me, look for things that look magical. And then the doors burst themselves open. And so I saw that as my chance to escape. So I cast this spell on the floor and I stopped the people from getting to me. And then I tried to get out the door, but the door shut.
When you say you came through a portal, did it feel greasy?
It's felt unnatural.
Was it a tapestry?
It certainly looked like a tapestry when I looked back.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
There was a big tear in it. Yes, and they said to me, "You are coming in here. We were prisoners. You are our prisoner now. You will come in here as we fight the dirty pathfinders." But I know the pathfinders are not the dirty ones.
Well, Philippe, we've got stuff to do, so as I said, that way is the exit, and we will...
The doors seem to be shut, so do you not open them?
Which doors, Philippe?
All of them. This one down to the south. I tried to get through it with the key, but could not get through
you,
at all.
You had the keys, slammed, Philippe?
It slammed shut. I do not have them.
Somebody had the keys. I saw them on somebody's pocket.
I was trying with the keys, but then they said the door shut and the keys disappeared.
Sense motive on that one.
I feel like I maybe have missed a key piece of information right at the beginning
of
this.
The keys have disappeared.
What piece of information do you think you've
got? Did you cast something so that we don't know that you're the bad guy?
Why are you talking to me like I'm the bad guy? You run away.
It's very believable what he's saying.
It's true. I mean, he's just a poor, prisoner. He's breaking free, you know. He's being put to work here, same as us. Now we just need to figure out a way out. Tio, why don't you knock one of those doors down? We can do it together. Like the old days. Old days being 10 minutes ago.
Right. If you don't mind, I'm going to remain up here away from you. I just, many things have happened. I am not the most trustworthy at the moment. You understand?
I'm a little disconcerted, Philippe, that you are up there out of reach and have all of the abilities to attack us while we have none in return.
If I is looking around the room, there are more of you than there are me. There are more dead people that you have killed than I have. I have not done anything to give you the...
We did see you with some keys and...
I tried to escape
now you
with
seem
the
to
keys.
Have lost them very
the keys
carelessly.
Disappeared and the door shut.
Which door did you lose them in, Philippe?
This one into the south. You know, the one. So there are two doors, the two that you came through, and then the single door to the south. I think you flew out of that door, actually.
The door. I thought the door was open and it went down a corridor. We went down that corridor and there was no one there.
That is right. You have reminded me. This is true. Perhaps,
Philippe.
Yes.
I'm a little confused because I believe what you're saying. I think it's absolutely true.
I'm a truthful kind of person.
Of course.
Why would I lie?
That's exactly what I was about to say. However, when we came into the room.
Yes.
You disappeared, literally.
I was scared for my life.
And then when you the door opened.
That is right.
And you had the keys.
Yes.
And then the door was no longer there. Like the corridor was there, but you weren't there. And then you reappeared in the air. Can you explain that one to me? I don't understand it.
Well, I'm scared for my life to go out there. I am not a pathfinder. What happens if they find me? And then they think I am part of these people. I'm wearing their clothes, their garbs. They have dressed me like one of theirs. I should be killed on sight from people. I need to stay here, perhaps where it is safe. Inside, I thought perhaps a good place to rest would be here. And you could just go about your merry way, but things happened, and now I'm here and talking to you, but you seem a reasonable bunch.
Maybe you've just dropped the keys and you put them in one pocket. We can search you and help find them.
Well, it's not just the keys. I just shut the door. Look, to be fair, I need to stay here, I think. I'm afraid of going outside in case the pathfinders, they will mistake me for...
I have spare clothes if you want to change.
We're not pathfinders ourselves either. If you just come down and walk out with us, you'll be just fine.
Forgive me if I say this, I have reservation.
You just said we're trustworthy. You just said we'd look like trustworthy guys.
You seem a trustworthy people. Perhaps if you leave the clothes, I could get changed in here. I could go about my way. I could turn myself invisible again and I could get out and leave the country. Go back to my home. See my children. Drink the wine. Make love to my wife.
All of this sounds very reasonable. We should let him go and be on with the job.
Well, I mean, what do you think, Reggie? You're being very quiet.
I literally just spoke.
I know, but you're the only one that hasn't failed a check.
Oh, by the way, bard. This is the joy of a bard.
Fair.
There's a whole 20 episodes of the joy of a bard.
Is the door open? The door's not open. Well, the door is open.
The door we came through locked behind us as we came in.
The one I tried to get back out a minute ago.
And the one to the south, I'm unclear because
it's open. I mistaked.
Right. and there was there's a corridor leading somewhere, but it was smoky or something.
No, I went back into the office of.
Oh, back where the.
That's right. Back to where we started from.
Yeah.
All right. So all we need to do then is. Well, let's just go through the door, guys. Let's just go through the door.
Yeah, it would seem very simple. Come on, we're going this way. You want to go this way? Come on then, Philippe. Let's go together.
Again, I would like to, I don't want to offend. I feel it should be just me by myself.
Well, Philippe, you just sounds like you're just, stop making, if you're afraid, that's fine. But like, we're here with you. There's no need to make excuses. Let's just go.
Philippe, yes. I too used to think being by oneself was the best option. That everyone else was not as intelligent and being by oneself was the best form of company. I've come to find that trusting in other people has a small margin of merit.
The door is open.
That's right.
Your story has, sounds totally believable. Let's just carry on. Can I sense motive now?
Well, he's not talking lying in your face right now. Okay.
Look, I like the idea... Of, I like the idea of perhaps maybe you could leave the clothes. I could get changed in here. People do not know.
I'll leave you some of my clothes. That's fine. There you go.
I would. The thing is that I know how I feel on the inside. I do not know how you feel on the inside, but I know how they feel on the inside because I can't see them from where you've killed them.
Mm. I'm feeling hungry right now. I can leave you some of my clothes. Here you go. I'll take them out now. They might be a little bit tight and snug for you.
Somebody more my size.
That's a little offensive.
Philippe, if you walk out of here, clothes or no clothes, well, particularly no clothes, you will get questioned. I have no doubt that the masters of this place will be able to sense you leaving the halls, even if you were invisible, so I would not advise that. In our company is the safest way, and we can vouch for you as a non-combatant.
Yeah, come on, Philippe, let's just go. Let's just go.
A sense motive.
Can I do that now?
I am sensing your motive, as you say. Yes, that you are the safest company for him.
Righto. There's no bluff there, though.
No.
Like Flopsy fully believes that if he's going to leave, he's going to get caught by the guards outside and questioned. So come out with us and we will vouch for him.
You will keep me safe. Is this...
Safe as eyes is.
Look, Philip, I have been known to incidentally injure some people. Should we come
I upon? Do not want to be injured.
No.
I have undertaken too much in my life. I have undergone so many things in the life.
Come on, I will hold you in as high a regard as I do my esteemed companions.
Can I sense move on the fact his accent seems to keep changing?
Are you calling to question my accent?
Oh, you're French now. Sorry, you were just Safi just a second ago, and then there was a little bit of Arnold Schwarzenegger in there as well, so...
This is a fantasy accent. It is inspired by many, many types of talking.
Did that one just for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Come, Philippe. No better place than with us.
It is only a half elf, by the way.
Okay.
So it's not a full-blown elf, which maybe is why the accent is a little off.
Austrian in there.
Yeah. You can see it's an elf with a little bit of facial hair. Yeah.
Come, Philippe. Nothing. No place better than safe with us.
Again, like he's floating near the sky, and he's still very worried about coming down. He's like, I would rather just do it on my own.
I do not have the trust that perhaps of people.
Forgive me. I've been through a lot. People have ruined my life. And I've been tortured.
Sounds like a terrible life story.
It was. Thank you for not fixing it and just accepting my story. Tell people they want to solve it. I just like that you acknowledge my feelings.
How was your relationship with your father?
Well, which one?
Now can I sense me?
Franche, I had two fathers.
Oh, I have an idea. We're after these keys, right? Sorry, Philippe, I'm just ignoring you now because obviously you don't want to help. Why don't I use my wand of monster summoning, summon a dog to find the keys?
It's a good idea. We could also just search these bodies and see if they've got the keys.
Well, okay, I'll do that first.
Billy, you hang up in there, literally hang there.
Are you looking for the keys that I had?
Yes.
They are just outside the door.
One of these people may have some intelligence that could be useful in our future endeavors, so we shall search their bodies. Hang there.
Just hang around.
We won't be but a moment, and Floppy's going to start searching bodies.
Miles helps.
And then he starts taking out another set of clothes.
And once Flopsy's searched the bodies, he's going to start reading every book one by one.
Oh. How long have we been talking
about? Miles wants some books, actually.
You said you were not, may have been duplicitous when I said cast the motive.
I don't understand. What?
You are buying for time.
Well, I'm not buying for time. These people will have intelligence. We've come here to investigate. They're obviously up to some no good. We're going to find out what's going on.
We're here on a mission, and I'm glad you understood what he said, Flopsy, because I had no idea what he said then.
Yeah, fla, 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 fla.
Blah, blah, blah. That is very offensive.
Flopsy's searching as he's talking over his shoulder, not paying too much attention to Philly.
You searching the people on the ground, the two mercenary barbarians on the floor. Each of them has a potion of cure light wounds. They have another potion that you're not sure. So you get two potions that you're unsure of. But Flopsy, you notice each of them also carries a flask holder, one of which doesn't have one because he's already thrown it, but the other one still has a flask of alchemist fire. You know, the very witch which started the blaze in here in the first place. They each have a breastplate, a great sword, a heavy flail. One of them has a great sword, one of them has a heavy flail, and a sling with 10 bullets.
Ooh. How are you guys on potions?
10 GP.
I got one, so I'm all right. You can have the potions, that's fine.
I've got one too. I just didn't want to take any if you guys didn't have any.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Do you want me to take them both? Or?
I'm happy with that. Flopsy, you can make potions, can't he?
You want the two cure light?
Yeah, do you? Yeah. No. I mean, I still got one myself, but at least gives me some.
What's Tia packing?
Tia's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course she is.
Plopsy can give you one of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cure light potions he's got.
I've got 3 cure potions now.
Have these other 2. Here you go. Top that up. Never be found short of a potion. That's what I always say.
Maybe give them to Reggie then, so that he's got 3 as well then.
What no, do you I, mean? Got the, I got the wands. I got the cure mod and I got a cure light wand.
Okay.
I'm good.
Did you know these fellas?
They were my captives. They were set to guard me and bring me in here, and they wanted me to look at things.
What exactly were you looking for there, Philip? What were they asking of you?
They were looking for something magical. That's all they said.
Ah, and then Flopsy's going to use his arcane sight to try and look through the room, which...
If you do not mind... I think I will perhaps leave now.
I thought you didn't want to leave because you didn't want to get shot down.
I am uncomfortable in this room with this. This is not my intention to be here as another prisoner. I am being triggered by my past experience. Are you sensing my motive?
I am. 16.
No.
You think he's telling the absolute truth.
Okay, cool.
Flopsy's looking around the room as if he's cast detect detect magic for 3 rounds, and he can see all that he can see magically, as if he's rolled a 15 on the d20 for a spellcraft check. Sorry, knowledge arcana check.
So it essentially allows you to ping magic items that are in the room.
But it gets to the 3rd level of that, to ping... Like, know where they are.
The knowledge of the spell level and all of that stuff. So here's my question for you, because you always ask this. Do you actually care when I tell you what the...
Hold on. Also, if an enemy possesses an object, I must first succeed at a melee touch attack to identify the item.
Yeah, you don't... You cannot identify items. I was going to get to there. You can't identify items on somebody else's person. From doing this, you have.
I can identify. I can see that he's got. You can see magic. Identify.
Yeah,
it
that's right.
Unless I.
So
touch
the doors.
It.
The doors very much light up. The big double doors behind you very much light up magically.
Ah, those doors are magical.
Some of the potions that obviously the guys on the floor have, and this guy has a couple of like a belt that he's wearing. Definitely with a couple of potions on it and a couple of sticks on it that are magical.
Well, quick question before you.
He also is magical. Like, he's glowing magical, especially all the other images of him.
Hey, Christmas tree.
Quick question before we go on to what we've seen then. Did you say that identifies items?
No. No, it detects magic. It detects that. Magic, then it gives you the power and aura of them, then it gives you the school of magic.
And then if he succeeds a touch attack on the item, you can identify the item, right? Is that what you said?
You can identify an item if you have a knowledge arcana check high enough to beat its DC. That's how you identify outside of an identify spell. So he rolls a natural, like it gives him a natural 15 on that roll.
Because we have that armor. Do we have an identifying?
Yeah, I don't care.
I will just leave if that is okay.
And he's looking around and he kind of edges out towards that southern door and he's moving over there.
I want to get out now.
For your safety, I would not leave the room.
This is what I was saying. I am uncomfortable in this room with you. I do not want, as I said, I do not want to offend. But you just cut down people. I don't think that this is a long-lasting relationship.
You have an awful lot of magical items on you for someone who was a prisoner.
Me? I have things. I stole this belt.
Oh, come on. Sure, that's another sense motive there. Ooh. All right. 15.
No. I am the good, how you say? I'm very good at that.
I have a negative 2 on my sense motive.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm very gullible. I'm a farm boy, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Well played. Mm.
I can't tell if he's, I think I know a little bit of Elvish. Is it bull murder? Merda. Bull merda. None of that. I'm sensing none of that.
What do you mean?
Bullshit.
So I will just leave you staying here. Is a I must insist that perhaps what? One of us stay and one group of us go. I am by myself. I am a group. You are.
How
a
about
group.
I just one of us go with you just to make sure no one kills you when we
again,
leave.
Again, this sounds like I am being trapped into slavery.
That's what I'm saying.
Slavery.
One person
sounds like the guards. That's what they say. You go with these two people here. They will look at you. You go to the library. Look at the magic.
We're members of the city watch. You'll be under our charge.
They told me something similar as well. They also told me stories of you capturing them, putting them in prison, perhaps being the Pathfinders and also good themselves. Perhaps I believe this, perhaps I do not.
But we're not part of the Pathfinders. We're part of the City Watch.
And yet I am here and I am uncomfortable and we are not getting to a point. I would either like you to leave or I would like to leave.
Well, we can't go anywhere yet. We got to look for this. We're on a mission.
Then it is settled. You stay here and I will go out the door.
But wasn't that just what you were saying you didn't want to do because you're worried about getting killed?
Yeah, I am one of the
Surely you're better off being with us because we can vouch for you, right? Well, we've been talking to you all this time. We know what your situation is. If you go out on your own and you get detected, you're going to be all on your own and no one's going to believe, they might not believe your story. But if you've got us backing your story up, surely that's better for you.
I must admit I'm not as comfortable in here as I am maybe made out to be.
Well, we're not comfortable in here either, mate. We've just rolled in here and just nearly caught fire. I mean, I'd quite happily go out. I'll walk you out. Shall I walk you out? Let me walk you out.
It's just one man. We'll stay in here. You walk out.
I'm half man. No, I'll walk you out.
This book seems to be on the properties of equine Flopsy's reading books. Flopsy's nose deep in.
If you will go, I will follow you.
Come on, Tia, let's go.
Ah, yes, this man is very honourable. I will make sure he is not harmed on the way out. Come, let us depart. Come on, Philip. You shall not get hurt. I find myself caring from you. I could not live if somebody was to harm you by accident.
We've had enough innocents already die today. Come. We don't want to lose another one.
Appreciate that.
Come, Philip. We are walking. Come.
Okay, Philip, come. And you see
now,
him
come.
Pull out a flask. And he says, you lead the way, I will do the best I can and follow you. And he kind of drinks it and he disappears.
Kaiser Sose.
Oh, no. He has been ensorcelled.
I am still here. You lead the way. I would rather not be seen by other groups. I know there's people in here. You can hear me. I will follow you.
Philippe. Can you put this rope around you so I know where you are to protect you?
I will just follow you if I am in trouble.
This is one big sword. If I hit you, you could get hurt.
I am not coming anywhere near you. I will be up here. I will follow you,
you
on
you
the
gotta
roof.
You got to come down and go through the door there, Philippe.
I am through the door.
You hear that his voice kind of move a little bit further away towards the door.
Come, we will not let him come to harm.
All right, let's go.
Into the corridor. Come,
yeah, he moves out
Holy
in,
One,
into,
protect us.
He moves out of the room into the office space that you saw before, which is the office space that leads straight into, I can't even remember the guy's name
now. Zim.
Aram Zim, thank you for that. I got distracted then by people standing up. You move through the door into Aram Zim's office space and, you start moving along and you hear him kind of, again, you can hear him on the ceiling sort of in that space and he's like, I will move down the corridor.
I do
not want to go back into that room there. That is where they had me kept a prisoner.
I can move the tapestry so you can go home if you like.
That is not my home. That is where they told me prison. I do not want to go anywhere near that tapestry ever again in my life.
What did you find on the other side?
They kept me prisoner in their jails.
Who were they? What do you know? Help us understand.
They called themselves the Snaker Portium, Porto Snakers.
El Porto.
Yes, and then what?
What do you mean? Then they brought me out here. They said I could use me in this place to look for magic items. They showed me what would happen if I did not cooperate by slicing and dicing another magic user.
Yes, we saw him. He was not good.
No.
Come, let us hand you to the guard to take care of you.
I will find my way outside if that is okay.
Well, if you do that, you know, we're back to the same problem. If you're sneaking out, I get it that you're not trusting anything, but if you're seen as sneaking out in the situation that's been going on out there, that's going to look super suspicious.
I will, trust my instincts on this one. I do not want to go from one prisoner to another, sense of motive.
Cocked. Hang on. That was even worse.
I guarantee you're not going to get it.
Tia got 19.
10.
And Tia's already treating him as favorable.
I am rolling really well tonight.
Oh, Flopsy, I found this random book over here from some guy called Bilson Moon. Do you think that'll be any use?
Possibly. This one's burnt. This one's burnt. This one's ruined. This one's burnt.
And you guys, the two of you are back in the room. What are you two doing?
Just searching for notes.
Flopsy's magicked up, checked out everything magical, and then he's looking for the notes from Aram Zim, his journal. He's trying to find where that might be held using his considerable intellect.
Considerable.
I also have a considerable intellect.
This is considerable.
Is it?
Yep. Depends on the role.
Make a search check, a perception as you are searching around.
Flopsy gets to 22.
Oh, nice. That beats me.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, you are looking through some books and some notes and those kinds of things. And as you're looking through the books, as Flopsy would want to do, opening the books, flicking through, leafing through them, you find one that's been hollowed out, that's set in one of the high in one of the southern bookshelves. You pull it out and you open it up, and inside the book has been cut out like you would keep a secret key or a secret compartment. Inside is a small notebook, which is a folded up set of notes. You open up and you can see the handwriting of Aram Zay. And as you're reading, it takes you a little while to read this. You can see that the notes are the secret of how to shut down the tapestry, though the way it says to do it seems like it is quite a dangerous undertaking.
Miles, I have good news and bad news.
Yes, what have you found?
Well, the bad news is somebody has desecrated this book. It's absolutely awful. They've cut out all of the useful information from the middle.
Oh.
The good news is they've inserted Aram Zay's notes. So, you know.
So.
Swings and roundabouts, I guess.
Yes, they've replaced maybe lesser useful information with more actual useful
information. All information is equitable. Depends on when you require it. Come on, let's go give this back. This is exactly what the Pathfinders required. This will teach them how to shut down the tapestry, possibly to re-engage Skyreach and stop it from flying off into the sky. All the things that Old Maid was looking for.
Okay, let's go.
Miles grabs a book, tucks it into his belt before he leaves.
Is it a grab and go?
Might as well, you know, right?
Oh, give me 5 minutes.
I finally have my backpack on me, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you out in the hall, can you make a perception check for me?
Sure. A perception check, you say?
Mm-hmm. To you, this is including you.
Reggie gets a 23.
Mm-hmm.
Tia does not. Come, let us depart.
You hear a noise, Reg, down one of the corridors, as you can see, you know, just it looks like something's moved across the roof and perhaps messed with a tapestry, and one of the tapestries has fallen down from its moorings on top of the roof, as perhaps an indication that your companion might be skittering down the other another corridor, your invisible companion.
Come.
Come on. What was his name again?
Philippe.
Where are you, Philippe?
He's right here with us. Come, let us get him to safety.
Hey, Philippe, where are you, mate?
Philippe, answer the Holy One. He has your best interest.
So I start moving towards the, the movement that I saw.
Philippe.
I saw something down here, Tia. Something moved.
Philippe, this is not funny.
You as you move closer, you get to a to like a cross section. You know, there's lots of intersecting corridors here, and you get to a cross section of corridors that moves left and right. Make another perception check for me, please.
Hey, Philippe, I think you've taken a wrong turn. 15.
Towards the left again, you kind of you hear another kind of skitter. Something looks like it's running around a corridor, maybe, and hits like a podium with a small statue or head on it. You can see the head kind of wobble a little bit before the statue's righted down the left-hand corridor about 30 foot.
What the bloody hell?
Holy One, is that Philippe?
I don't know.
What? Shall we give chase?
Well, we don't want him to go out there and get everyone get the wrong impression. It'd be a grisly end for such a horrible day for him already.
Come, let us secure his safety.
Yeah, let's go make sure he's all right, yeah.
Philippe!
And you move further down, like, you know, again, no response, nothing happens.
Only
you
one, get to slow down, I am not that fast.
You're faster than him.
I am not.
Aren't you? How fast are you?
20 foot.
So is he. Oh, no, he's 30.
My little legs.
You get to another intersection and just make a perception check for me.
That's an 18 19. For Reg.
Yeah, you're looking down the corridor, and to your right this time, you can see kind of the fluttering of a cape, like how he's in flowing robe-like kind of garb. You can see the fluttering of a robe as it disappears. A figure in that robe disappears around the corner down to the left.
Are we running in a circle?
No.
Okay.
No, there's a lot of crisscross. Like you certainly are going down lots of different corridors. He's making chase.
Come, let us catch up to him.
Keep up with me, Tia. Let's go.
I am trying. This is heavy armor.
Run after him. Clunk,
clunk. You get all the way down to that cross section. You look down to the left where you saw the robed figure move off to, and make a perception check.
14.
I forgot to roll before I asked you to do that. You spy nothing, Reg.
Where is he, Holy One?
I don't know. I've lost him. If it was him.
Why did he run?
Well, he said he was scared, so I guess he's getting a little nervous. I thought we were doing all right with him. I thought he understood.
Yes, I am worried for his safety. He may get injured by another pathfinder.
Let's keep moving, see if we can find him.
Okay.
You'll carry on.
And you start moving down the corridors. You move to the next intersection. You go down to the left or right. Which way are you going to go?
Oh, let's go left. What do
you reckon? I am following you. I'm catching up.
Hang on. 1 to 3, left. 4 to 6, right. Right, we'll go right.
So you go right?
Yep.
Okay, make a perception as you get down to the end of that corridor.
We're at 16. No, hang on.
Ooh.
Yeah, 16. Couldn't see the little line then. I thought it was okay.
You notice nothing. You can either double back or head down to the end of the corridor.
Well, let's head down to the end of the corridor. And if you don't see anything, then we'll double back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And you, again, make a perception check.
18.
T hasn't rolled above 10 on any of these perception checks.
And again, you see nothing. You're kind of looking around being like, you know, even you guys, you've seen no hide nor hair nor nothing of this person.
I think we've gone the wrong way. Let's just head back a minute.
Where
we came from. Yeah.
Where are we?
I have no idea. Let's just head back where we came from.
It's interesting you say that, Tia, because you have been going through the tunnels, through the twists and turns of a very foreign place. Make a survival check.
Survival?
Yes, to see if you remember which way you had to come. Knowledge geography would also work, but I know you don't have any.
18 on the survival check. Crikey, I needed that. I've rolled a 16 there.
Tia got a snake's eye, 27.
Tia starts walking back. You're sure you come, know the way
look,
back.
Look, this is where my feet fell. You can see the scuff marks. My boots are very heavy.
Yeah, and within a short amount of time, you get yourself back to the library.
Sorry, it took me a while to figure out what you said then. You mean, because I forgot you had the dragon dice?
Dragon's eye.
Because snake eyes is double one.
Yeah. Ah, right. Yeah, no.
That's two.
Dragon's eyes are 20 on my die.
I was like, his maths is really off tonight.
Yeah. I rolled snake eyes, 27.
She's got some pluses.
And with that, you find yourselves back in the restricted library. And I guess success has been had where you can immediately see that Flopsy in his hand has a note that tells you how to shut the tapestry down.
You found it, Flopsy.
Found the thing that you needed charred and horrid chamber.
Yes, I found the notes, but there was a book badly desecrated to provide the safety of these. This piece of information.
Oh, it was probably just some dodgy old book, some novel. What's that guy, Mills and Boone, or some rubbish like that?
Oh, don't worry about it. Then come on, yes, come on. Let's carry on. Let's back to do we give these back to the Pathfinders? I'd like to.
That's
make
what we're here for, right?
Do I have time to make a copy?
You certainly do. I would have thought you,
Miles.
Mm?
Could you make a portrait of these notes?
Yes, I can.
excellent. I'll study these anon.
And you copy the notes and start moving. Are you going to move out? Maybe you also, they asked you to look for the star key as well.
Did they?
That was the third thing you were supposed to do in the tower. Number one, Aram's A. Number two, the notes. Number three, the star key.
You double check on the floor to see if the key.
Head back down, but you have the notes now. Do you want to keep the notes in hand and risk perhaps losing them? Or do you want to go out and deliver them? Or do you want to use the notes yourselves to shut the tapestry and become the heroes? Do you want to chase down a certain Philippe who has eluded you with his "I'm very, very sneaky"? But what I do know is the thing you do want to do is have an excellent holiday, guys, because this is the last episode before Christmas, before the holidays, before all the things we talked about last episode that are coming up. So for all of you, Merry Christmas.
There is one more episode next week.
What?
There is one more episode next week, but it's not a Christmas episode.
I'm done.
Not you.
Yeah.
You can take a little break, thank you.
I'm not coming for a Christmas episode.
You are on the bench. We don't need your kind here.
Your services is no longer required.
Humbug Scrooge.
I was trying to have a moment here just to say Merry Christmas. I noticed none of you said it back. None of you said Happy Holidays to me. None of you said anything.
Well, no, because there's a Christmas special next week.
That's right. To me.
Merry Christmas, Justin. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
God bless us all. It just occurs to me that we don't actually say Merry Christmas to everyone at the end of that Christmas episode, do we?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do.
I'm just
going
to remember.
Yeah, I can remember.
Because you guys are drinking salted caramel.
Nectar.
Sarah did like it, actually.
I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
The snow lay round about, deep in crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon.
What? This does have the fa la 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 la.
Sorry?
Doesn't this have the fa la 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 la? Winter grew. Fuel.
Fa
la 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 la.